Standing next to Republican Georgia Senator David Perdue last week at the White House, President Trump announced legislation to cut the number of people allowed into the country. Now, this came after months of efforts by the administration to crack down on illegal immigration. The president says foreign labor, from whatever source, hurts American workers. But here in Georgia, many farmers say that hasn't been their experience. Here's WABE's LEU.
And then you can walk down that row if you'd like.
Bill Brim is a farmer who says he loves his vegetables.
That's cabbage. That's a kale there, a different kind of kale there that we grow in.
On a windy day, he walks through rows of plants at his farm in Tifton, Georgia, about 3 hours south of Atlanta.
Right.
He's cooked many of the different varieties he's grown.
That is kohlrabi right there. Have you ever eaten kohlrabi?
He points to a stubby green bulb on the ground that has leaves fanning out on top like hairs on a head.
And you take it and put olive oil in there with a little garlic salt or whatever other kind of flavor you want and just stir fry it, and then it's kind of crunchy and it's really good. I could be a vegetarian really easily. So I do like my bacon every once in a while, though. I got to have a little bacon.
Brim has a huge farm, 5,000 acres, and the produce he grows here is picked by hand. To do that, he hires about 500 people every year through a temporary guest worker program.
Well, if we don't have immigration, you'll quit eating. That's how important it is, because we won't have the help here to pick it.
While Brim uses the guest worker program called H2A, many farmers don't. Only about 10% of agriculture jobs are filled by H2A, according to the Brookings Institution. From his perspective as a farmer, Brim says the program is tedious. There's a lot of paperwork, delays, and regulations. Growers also have to house the workers and are required by law to do things like take out newspaper ads before hiring foreign workers.
H2A is a good program, but it's just really cumbersome. It's hard to deal with. You got to have so many people working on it to make sure you're doing the right things to try to get focus on it.
Brim and other farmers want an overhaul of H2A regulations. They sent a letter to Washington this spring asking the Trump administration to consider dozens of changes. For one, they want the program under the Agriculture Department instead of the Department of Labor. Charles Hall is executive director of the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. He says the reality is agriculture relies on foreign workers.
It's hard work. It's very difficult. And our growers would love to hire Americans to do this work, but we cannot get hardly any workers to get this work done.
But as the Trump administration cracks down on immigration, farmers are also looking for a fix for undocumented workers who are already here. Federal officials say about half the farm workers in America have false documents.
So if for someone to come forward and say, I am here illegally, there's got to be some kind of safe harbor for them to be able to do that.
Safe harbor, meaning undocumented workers without a criminal record can come forward without being deported. Hall says they can pay a fine and register to work legally. And right now, there is no way to do that. In Ocilla, Georgia, about 30 miles east of Brim's farm, Gary Polk walks through a field of strawberries. Workers are loading a truck that's playing music. Polk's concerned the tough talk in Washington has caused fear among immigrant communities. He remembers 2011. That's when Georgia passed an immigration enforcement bill. Many workers left, he says.
It just ended up scaring everybody away. We had the strictest immigration law on the books of any state, and so a lot of our workers left, and that's the year we probably lost $200,000 with fruit just rotting on the falling off the vines because we couldn't pick it.
He says he's been fine with labor this year, both with H2A workers and domestic workers, but there was also a big freeze that killed some of his crop.
I want to offer the safest food, sustainable, nutritional food available to my city cousins in Atlanta, but it just doesn't happen. Somebody's got to plant it, and then they got to prune it, and they got to grow it, and it's got to be harvested.
Polk says he hopes cooler heads will prevail on immigration. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Labor says it has seen the letter from Georgia farmers, but had no other comment. LEU WABE News.